Speaking of elite platforms, of course, we've got the New South Wales Tigers taking on the Northern Bulls on March the 21st at Scully Park. You, like a bunch of others, you know, at the Zone, also, of course, New South Wales Rugby, and also, of course, Rod Lang and his crew at West League should be commended on getting the game. You know, thousands are going to turn up as it is already. Grandstands sold out. Just need to get those seats at $48 behind the sticks sold, but I know heaps and heaps of people have not only taken the chance to buy tickets through WTLC.com.au, but also buy country memberships through Waratahs.com.au. Two tickets for $40 or whatever. You can go to the game in Newcastle or Warra or whatever, but it's just fantastic to see we've got a game up here, and I'll blow the roof off the joint when it happens on March the 21st.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big lead-in. We'll get some Waratah players up prior to that, and we'll get into the community and go to the schools and the clubs, and we'll certainly engage and make sure that everybody gets to be involved and touched by this game of rugby, and we'll be doing some referee development as well. So we'll have some Super Rugby referees here, and we're looking to engage them with our local referees, so that's an opportunity for those guys on the officiating side. And then obviously the coaches, the Waratah coaches, will be making themselves available to do some stuff with the local community as well. So they really want to engage, and you said it, Rod Lang and his crew at West Entertainment Group have done a fantastic job, as has Kevin Anderson, liaising and supporting, and these sort of events don't happen unless a greater community come together. And be a great spark for us on the back of this rain, you know, get some nice positive stuff there in the community and get some people out of town into our smaller communities and generate some revenue, and we'll really fly the flag for the game of rugby here in the Northwest.
Well, the good thing about it is it's not only Tamworth that's going to get a lot of the fat and the cream, but it's those places like Coonabarabran, Narrabri, Gunnedah, Crendup, Walker, who can have overnight stays, invite your mates in, buy a bunch of tickets, you know, have a big tear over the weekend of Friday, Saturday and Sunday and be part of it. And hopefully, while there's still that great big hole in the ground in Sydney near the SFS, or what was the SFS, we might get another game, you never know. But part of that also, as we just pull up stumps here, is the Northwest Regional Competition. Tell us a little bit about that and the success of it. Of course, the standout has been the under-14s for many, many years there with Toff, Fowler and the like, and also the 2,000 Nolans that are out there that coach the game there at Blue Ball Land, that they keep winning the under-14 comp. And the fruit of that, of course, is some great kids that last year, funnily enough, played for Sydney, of course. Young Joey Fowler, I think he's from now playing with Gordon or with Winfield, and he played for Sydney. And of course, Renee's son Bailey, who plays, I think, with Easts, he played for Sydney as well in those representative games in Newcastle. So that's a big thing that's really, really exciting. It's a bit mind-boggling, Walshy, because how do you get games between Moree and Scone when it's a 10-hour round trip, and how you get it all up and running is a bit of a miracle, man.
Yeah, it's been challenging, and you know, our stakeholders and the clubs and the schools that have participated for the first 2 years have been magnificent, and we know it's a challenge, it's hard, but we're really working hard to provide a platform for these young kids from 13 to 18 to play. So part of the 21st, we're looking to kick our season off and try and get those fixtures here in Tamworth. So we'll be communicating with our stakeholders and trying to make that happen. Big news around that competition is we've got Taz coming on board up there while we're at the camp, speaking with AJ Wally from the school, and they're very keen to participate, so that gives us another bow. And it's just amazing to see this competition grow from an under-14s comp on a Sunday, now embracing 14s, 15s, 16s, all the way through to 18s, and we're just going to be short in year three of just short of 1,000 kids playing. So it's just magnificent effort from a lot of people, and it's about making sure that these kids are given an opportunity to play week to week, and it's not Tamworth-centric. So thank you to all those guys. And you talk about Narrabri, you know, they provided us with an organiser last year, so an administration person who did a fantastic job all year, and then obviously their 14s winning both grand finals the first year and the second year, and they're working really well at their junior space, and they're an example of what you can do. Having said that, we had Inverell in the 16s for the first time last year, and they won it, which was absolutely fantastic for them, and the travelling for them is really tough, yet the kids are really bolted on, and some the people up in Inverell have really facilitated it. So onwards and upwards, 2020, we're looking for 1,000 kids to play, up to 20 games of rugby on a Friday night all through the zone. Let's keep trying to grow the game.
Finally, how do we get hold of your man via the email and also the mobile phone, so we can get you busy, because you're never busy anyway. So we need you to work harder. We need to find five more of you, but many of your enemies would say, could we just reduce the one we have already?
Yeah, you can get hold of me, Wixie, on gwalsh@nswrugby.com.au, or give me a tootle on the phone on 0439 621 106.